The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Heather Geiger, who wrote in, I was wondering your opinion on balancing versus classical training. My daughter has been a classically trained ballerina, and she is 12 years old. Our studio frowns on SAB because of the different technique. What are your thoughts? Should we stick to ABT training for summer intensives? Thanks so much. Heather, thanks for writing in. The kind of style of your training will definitely direct which company you will be appropriate for as a dancer. If you train very Russian, which is very classical, you will be appropriate for companies like ABT, the Royal Ballet, or the Australian Ballet, just to name some of the bigger classical companies. And if you train in a more balancing style, you will be looking at companies like PNB, New York City Ballet, or San Francisco. A little hint is to look at what type of career the artistic directors have had. PNB, San Francisco, Miami, Carolina Ballet, Ballet Arizona, and obviously New York City Ballet, all have artistic directors that used to be New York City Ballet principals. So you could go from this direction by finding what company she dreams of being in, and then adjust her training accordingly. Another approach would be for her to figure out if she likes Balanchine ballets. You guys obviously seem curious. My suggestion is to find some of the Balanchine celebration videos, or even go to the New York City Ballet website and click on repertoire. There are lots of clips of videos that give you a flavor of what a Balanchine ballet is like. A couple of ballets to search for are Agon, Four Temperaments, Who Cares, Stars and Stripes, Duo Concertante, Stravinsky Violin Concerto, and Theme and Variations. For most dancers in New York City Ballet, at some point when they were young, they saw some type of video of a Balanchine ballet, and they instantly knew that that is the way they wanted to move and the kind of dancing that inspired them. If your daughter really prefers the classical full-lengths like Giselle Swan Lake or Sleeping Beauty, then maybe she should stay training more classically. But the truth is, most companies everywhere these days do a bit of both. And if you can learn to be a versatile dancer and transition between styles easily, that is a great skill to have. Almost all companies around the world have a little Balanchine in their repertoire, and even New York City Ballet does some classical full-length ballets. So you do want to be versatile. If your daughter is super curious, why not audition for an SAB summer course and she can see if she likes the style? I don't think you will necessarily pigeonhole yourself if she switches to Balanchine training, because she already has a good classical starting point, which I think is always wonderful. But if she just stays classical, she won't be learning how to move quickly and transition easily in and out of steps, which is good for all types of new choreography. So my advice would be to look at videos and for her to decide which styles inspire her. What does she have a passion to dance in the future? I'm not surprised your very classical school frowns on Balanchine technique. I've heard of it before. Just because the two styles do prioritize very different things. But I think it is great you're keeping an open mind. Every dancer should have an open mind to all kinds of dance, because when you get into a company and a choreographer comes in and wants you to move in a different way, if you are stuck in your style and can only dance classically, then you're severely limiting your opportunities and your ability to try new ballets and be in different things. A summer or two of Balanchine training is good for any type of dancer, even if it is just for a short time to understand what it is about. Paloma Herrera trained at SAB before she became a major ABT principal. Her Balanchine training did not limit her classical opportunities. So I think it's very good to stay well-rounded in your dancing and not limit yourself and be afraid. Try not to frown on any one style, because no matter what company you end up in, being able to do all different kinds of movement is super helpful when a new choreographer is coming to set a ballet. Thanks so much for writing in, Heather. I hope this answered your question, and I wish you and your daughter a lot of success. Thanks for tuning in to Ask Megan. As always, we will be back next week with another new episode. If you have your own ballet question for me, go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Wishing everyone a great March.